Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He's Tim Bett. I'm Guy Montgomery. And this, well, this is a dumpster. Together, we're best known for watching bad movies too often. But as the world turns to custard, we got a new thing going on.
We want to create the world's first ever trillionaire and then swiftly remove the world's first ever trillionaire, dispersing their funds to humanity at large.
We're taking your ideas, pitching them against each other until we find one winner.
Welcome to Killionaire.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Killionaire
Stop
TV.
Stop yelling. They're right here.
The only television show that has the bravery to fundraise for a billionaire and kill them upon arrival at trillionaire status. I'm Guy Montgomery.
I'm Tim Batt.
And we are joined by our two ideas smiths.
Did you say that this was a comedy project?
I didn't.
Because I think we have to say that.
It is suggested it's a comedy. It is a comedy project.
Serving suggestion. This should be taken with a dollop of humor and laughs. Because yes, that is how we avoid sentencing.
We are joined in today's exciting episode by Bradney, all the way from America. Hello, Bradney.
Hello, guys.
You are our first caller to join us from the great outdoors. And can I say, what a breath of fresh air that is.
Thank you. It's about 70 degrees here, or as you would calculate it, warm.
Thank you. I think that's a much better system than a number. Warm. Everyone understands warm.
Sure.
Not everyone understands 70, Bradney. But look, I'm not here to pick fights with you. Thank you for joining us. We're very grateful to have your company. And Bradney will be pitching against Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. We're good, thank you. We're also not entirely convinced that Joe isn't an AI. Beautifully rendered with that kind of VHS grade on top.
Yeah. Joe, I believe you're joining us from the United Kingdom and you're in the great indoors. Could you give us a temperature reading? Is it cold, warm, or hot?
It's cold.
All right. It's good to know. It's nice to have a real sort of temperature-like feel for how our pictures are going.
You love the temperature, don't you?
I just like to know about it. We're in an air-conditioned room. It's the perfect temperature inside, but it's too warm out. Now, to kick things off, I'm going to choose a number between 1 and 26.
Always a number with you. Pick something else.
Okay. I'm going to choose an animal
yes.
between mouse and elephant.
Yeah, perfect.
Whoever guesses, with respect to size, the closest to my animal will get to choose the running order for the pictures today. I've written down my animal. Bradney, you can choose first. Pick an animal between mouse and elephant. Mouse and elephant inclusive, by the way.
Ferret.
Okay.
Yep.
And Joe, what would you like to choose?
Llama.
Well, my selection was domestic house cat, which I would argue is much closer in size to a ferret. So, Bradney, congratulations. You have won the first part of the show. You get to choose
Thank
the running
you.
Order. Would you like to pitch first or second?
I think I'm just going to go ahead and dispense with my nerves. So, I'll just get mine out of the way. Yeah.
Fantastic. Like love where your head's at. Joe, we will now
if
mute
okay
your microphone. It doesn't need to be okay with Joe. That's the beauty of choosing the right animal.
It's the beauty of winning.
You dictate the terms. Can I say this? I know she can hear us.
It's true.
fuck Joe.
Hey,
this is Bradley's
time now.
I can't
mute someone and then say, "Hold on, Joe. I'm going to unmute you so you can respond."
Yeah, Joe, you've got right of response. Talk your shit.
That's all right. I was just going to say, you're a real piece of shit. I got caught.
Yeah, okay. Very much.
Really walked into that one. Okay, Bradley, the floor is yours. Your pitch may begin whenever you're ready.
Well, it's nice to see you, gentlemen. Today I'm coming to you on the front lawn of Forest Lawn Cemetery in Glendale, California, part of Los Angeles. And as you can see, it is beautiful out. Beautiful front lawns.
Holy hell.
This is the final resting home of several celebrities and also various wealthy individuals. So I thought it would be good inspiration for this conversation today. But while it is, in fact, undeniably beautiful here, rest assured, gentlemen, that the world is in crisis. We are living in trying times. Right now, democracy is under threat globally. The Earth itself is falling apart. There's a new space race that seems to be only relegated for the ultra elite and wealthy of the world. And also, we constantly seem to be in need of a tasty bite that we can carry along on our busy day-to-day lives. Well, I have a solution for all those things. It's an old-fashioned community-style raffle, but for the entire globe. It's a raffle on which every person on the planet can submit as many times as they like, buy as many raffle tickets as they like, and it brings together several of the world's wealthiest individuals who will act as patrons or sponsors for an individual to be selected to go into outer space. It's nothing exciting, it's just something that everyone always wants to do. And the individuals being brought together are Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, the wild card of Warren Buffett, who won't actually be participating in this. He's going to send his avatar, David Hasselhoff, selected by Warren Buffett. So that brings it all together for the Bez Musk Zuck Buffhoff extravaganza, a globally televised special where there will be entertainers of various stripes from around the globe. It'll be a worldwide television event, and during which the winner will be chosen. So each participant pays $100 for a chance in the raffle. It's unlimited, the number of tickets you can buy for this raffle. Each purchase of a ticket does come along with one free Big Bite hot dog from the extravaganza sponsor, 7-Eleven. So the selection will be made on this live televised event, bringing together all the billionaires. You get to choose who your raffle ticket money goes to. So all the millions and millions and millions, if not possibly a billion, tickets sold worldwide, that money will then be selected and funneled to particular billionaires. Now, I haven't quite done the math on this, but my guess is that the stock evaluation alone from whoever, whichever billionaire gets the most tickets purchased in their name, will probably push them close to the trillionaire point, if not well over. And then during this, I think what I've arrived at so far, and this is where things get a little dodgy and sketchy, because while I'm simultaneously proposing a globally televised event to bring the world together for that great chance to escape the bounds of the gravity of the blue marble that we all hold so dear, but yes, still want to get the hell away from. I'm also outlining some sort of plot to kill the person in a somewhat surreptitious manner. So I'm thinking that it might just be, we might have to, and this, I think you guys are going to have to like edit this out or something for legal reasons, because now I'm proposing how we're going to do this. And I'm thinking about contacting and fomenting some outrage and like a, some sort of like extreme environmental activist terrorist group. That will plot to kill the winning participant. Now, I think also as part of the global televised event sponsored by 7-Eleven, there's going to have to be something in there where the winning billionaire is going to look dead-eye into the camera and take a drink from a super big gulp. I think having that laced with some sort of poison where the person then dies on live TV, and if it's possible, spend some time and money, do some research and see if we can get a poison that intentionally causes the poison to, I don't know, jerk wildly, like some sort of comic dancing fashion, and maybe make like smirks and horrible facial contortions that somewhat approximate like a tongue-in-cheek, you know, like goofy, sarcastic look, all while dying. And yeah, gentlemen, that's my pitch.
Wow. Okay. Bradney, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you got a dark heart, brother. You want to find a poison that specifically causes this trillionaire to convulse on live television as they're dying and manipulate their face in a way where they have a smirk, did you say? That would be your preference?
Yeah, like a smirk or like some sort of like, you know, like really campy, sarcastic, you know, like over the top acting,
could
you know, like
you
a guffaw
perhaps...
or something like that.
A guffaw.
Could you represent that face for us now using your own?
Something like that, roughly.
Thank you.
Know? You.
Like,
I mean, think of it's somewhere between like Kurt Vonnegut and like early Jim Carrey movies, you know?
I think I get the broad strokes with which you're painting. First of all, I've got to say this, Bradney. First outdoor correspondent or person to pitch, and to do that from an elite cemetery, it's a real touch of class. It adds a certain je ne sais quoi, the likes of which we've not... I mean, people have been putting a lot of time and energy into these, but to physically relocate yourself to the resting place of whoever gets to $1 trillion, that's sensational.
It's hot shit, Bradney.
I like that you've given it a catchy name, the Bez Musk Zuck Buffhoff Extravaganza. I think that alone is going to generate a lot of interest, which in turn is going to sell a lot of tickets.
Can I try one punch up, though? Have you written it down?
Oh, please do.
Where is it? Here. Okay. Let me pitch you on this. Let me re-pitch you, Bradney. What if we called it the Bez Musk Zuck Buff Hoff Off?
Oof. Now, that just put the polish on that huge piece of excrement. Yeah.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
You can polish a turd.
Nice job.
I like, so basically the main means of fundraising here is through the sales of these raffle tickets. That is correct?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, because there was a tertiary aspect, or a secondary aspect to this, which was, so you believe we're going to make public... you buy a raffle ticket, you get to attribute it to whatever contestant you want. That information is put into the public eye. And I believe you said that we would expect that public confidence to filter through into the stock performance of these people. So if Elon's in front, Tesla's stock will rise up. Obviously, Elon is the chief holder of Tesla stock, so his net wealth shoots through that trillion glass
and
ceiling.
We would need a stock watcher to keep an eagle eye on the evaluation of these different companies, because, you know, as soon as we...
Yeah, if only there was a real-time tool that analysed the stock market tickers of every company. If only something like that existed.
We can dream.
Sorry, Bradney, over to you.
I think, you know, there's a lot of, like, rollout to this and a lot of advertising, you know, drumming up support. And since it's going to be such a huge worldwide event, I think being able to, like, keep track of, like, what patron is receiving the most votes per raffle ticket would be rolled out in advance. And so we're kind of all have an eye on it and exciting, like, who's going to win this race? Is it going to be Bezos? Is it going to be Zuckerberg? And so I think we'll have an idea in advance. And it could happen well in advance of the actual raffle drawing date.
I see.
So, and also, I've got a question. The raffle, it costs $100 to enter the raffle. What do you win as a ticket holder? Like, what's in it to buy a ticket?
So here's the thing. You get the chance to go to space.
So I feel like you failed to mention that, Brad. Are you just adding this ad hoc?
No. That's the original conceit. You're buying raffle tickets for the opportunity to go to space. Okay. Now, you get to pick who the money goes to in reference to, like, who your patron saint to send you into space is. If you believe in Bezos's vision to go to space, if you believe in Zuckerberg's vision to go to space, that's how you attribute who the money goes to. But you yourself are buying the ticket for an opportunity to go to space.
Now the stock bit makes more sense.
Also, you're compensated. You're compensated by a coupon for one free Big Bite hot dog from 7-Eleven.
Sorry, I did forget about that. You did mention that.
The 7-Eleven tie-in seemed important.
I thought everyone who bought a $100 raffle ticket got the free hot dog. That's just for the winner?
No. You get every ticket comes with a hot dog. So if you spend $1,000, you get 10 free Big Bites from 7-Eleven, which is, you know, very tasty portable meal, you know.
I got to say, at $1,000 for 10 of them, it's not great value for money. But what I like is we've got 7-Eleven as the prime sponsor, and so the winner, the patron saint of the winner, will then, as a promotional tie-in, that's when you have them slurping on the Big Gulp. That's when you see them on camera. That's when they do that iconic face as they go downhill. I'm wondering whether or not, because like you said, we do leave a paper trail. If we reach out to one of these environmentalist activist groups or, you know.
Can I offer up Extinction Rebellion? Yep. I feel like their heart's in the right place, but those guys are messy bitches. Well, they could be co-opted so easily.
If we do that, we leave a paper trail. What if we make the promotion of the event broadly antagonistic enough that they are motivated to act of their own free will? Too risky?
I think that's isn't that what Brandy
said? I think it leaves a lot of variables. I think, you know, having some sort of inside person to go and foment directed hate with a directed method of death at a specific time, I think that secures the greatest outcome for Killionaire TV.
Well,
so we need to be specific and prescriptive.
I have no further questions for you. I think we've taken enough of your time. Joe has been waiting very patiently, so we will now put Bradney on mute. Man, having a really hard time getting my words out today. And Joe, thank you for waiting. How are you feeling?
That's okay. Yeah, good, thank you.
Okay, well, the floor is now yours. We're very excited to hear your big idea.
Okay, so for my scheme to get someone to be a trillionaire, the Frosty Fellas are going to space. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Jeff Bezos here and his Blue Origin space tourism company. Mm-hmm. And we're going to push that over the $1 trillion mark. So
fantastic.
I see you guys as trendsetters, really. I mean, it's quite a few years ago now. You started a little podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time. And now, 2022, everyone's got a podcast.
That's
coincidence?
Right.
I don't think so. So, you guys, start a trend. You get the Patreons behind you and get your first ticket. And you record a podcast in space. And then everyone's doing it. You know, you're such trendsetters. So this is a big boost to the space tourism economy. There's, you know, hundreds, thousands of these a year now. And that's going to push Bezos over the edge into being the world's first trillionaire. And then the assassination plot kind of goes hand in hand. Because then he's so delighted at being the world's first trillionaire that he decides to throw a party in space. And the Frosty Fellas are the guests of honor because you kind of started the whole trend off. You got him there, so he's grateful. So you have a really nice party in space. It's very exciting. You're all in a room / capsule together or whatever it is. And then you guys decide to present, as the world's first trillionaire, you decide to present him with a Trillionaire's Award. And this is a beautiful award. It's quite a sort of spiky, sharp kind of glass steel design to the award.
Right.
It looks lovely, but it's, you know, it's quite pointy. And also dipped in an undetectable poison. So as you are presenting the award to Bezos, you sort of just nick his hand a little bit as you're handing it over. And then you sort of pile on the Kiwi apologies, like, oh, so sorry, like, didn't mean to. And he's like, you know, no worries, you all get on with the party, everyone's here to have a good time, you carry on. Through the course of the evening, he seems to be sort of stumbling about a bit, slurring. Everyone's just like, he's excited, he's the world's first trillionaire, he's just having a good time, no worries. And then, yeah, also, you're in space. I mean, whose jurisdiction is that under? Nobody's. So no worries there. And yeah, by the time you get back down to Earth, Bezos is defeated, money's transferred to you, and you can ride off into the sunset and grab a coffee with Coffee Guy, think of your next diabolical plan.
Wow. Joe. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Okay.
And can I say, first of all, it is so nice to finally get credit for...
Being the trendsetters that
well,
we are.
Well, you know, it's difficult for us to be the people to say it, but obviously before we started podcasting, it wasn't where it is today. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you for identifying that, Joe.
You're welcome. Well, that's just how I see it.
The key to winning any contest is to identify who the judges are and massage their egos. I have found. Joe, also, if I'm not very much mistaken, you run the Guy Montgomery Out of Context Twitter account, right?
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, no context Guy Montgomery on Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know.
How's the account going? How many people following that?
Oh, a few. It goes up a few every time Guy shares something, so thanks for that, Guy.
Well, I'm really patting myself on the back when I do it. So thanks to you, Joe. Well, I mean, look, it's a very simple idea.
And it, space podcasting.
It hinges almost entirely on the popularity of podcast in space. And look, to be honest, I don't see an issue with that. I think if we start podcasting
podcasting.
In space, yeah, podcasting in space.
Space pods.
In space?
Yeah.
Imagine if we got Tim Curry on the first episode.
That'd be so good.
Yeah. So I think that works. I really like, I mean, I'm interested in the killing of Jeff Bezos because, as you say, if we're in space, it feels like it's outside of traditional jurisdiction.
We're in international waters, baby.
And I love what happens in space stays in space.
I love any plan that involves international waters, frankly, because I feel like this is a legal landscape no one really understands, and we're all kind of making up our own version of what international waters
means. It also sort of elevates the space mace. Because it's like... the space mace for the winner of the space race. Awarding Jeff Bezos? It sounds like...
A space mace.
Poison steel and glass thing. Like, it sounds like we could just kill him.
Yeah.
With the mace, but instead we're just very gently poisoning him with the mace.
It's a beautiful trillionaire's award.
Yeah. Because to bludgeon him would be...
uncouth.
Too naked, too obvious.
Yeah.
He's probably got security.
Can I ask, is there a poison you have in mind that we've dipped this mace in, or is that still to be created?
Well, I think that was once you've got the revenue for the first couple of space flights before the sponsorship money takes over on that front, you can then divert your attentions and the Patreon R&D on this poison.
We splinter some of the Patreon money into researching poisons. It does feel like we are
slightly Putin-esque.
Yeah, and a pretty big paper trail of just exactly what we're up to. I like that you're playing to our egos, and in turn, you're funneling our egos into playing into Jeff Bezos's ego. You understand how the world works.
This is how you take down men.
Yeah, you tell them.
You tell them they're awesome.
You're doing great.
And then you stab them with a trophy that's laced with poison. Everyone knows that.
How many people do you imagine are going to be at the space party?
I think like not so many that it doesn't feel exclusive, but still enough to be a good atmosphere.
I'm
not sure.
68 people.
And who? Like, what sort of caliber of guests are we talking? Like, you know, are we going to be mixing and mingling with the universe's best and brightest?
Yeah, well, I don't know, whoever Jeff Bezos' friends are, some famous people, some guys that you have never seen before, but they're really rich. A couple of mix of those in there.
There's a question for both of you. Do you think that Mackenzie would turn up, his ex-wife? Are they, like, on good terms?
No.
I don't think he's inviting her to his trillionaire party. Yeah,
I think he's probably going to be on the pull.
Yeah,
I
that's
think,
true.
like, I don't know that there's a huge amount of animosity between them. This is all total speculation, obviously, but I feel like you know, they've done a lot together, so there's probably some beneath, you know, the hurt that they've caused one another currently. There's still a begrudging respect, perhaps.
I feel like Guy should be doing the counselling sessions.
I would love to. I mean, no one's pitched this.
Yeah, but Guy, the relationship therapist.
Well, I would love to get in between Jeff and Mackenzie and say, guys,
let's figure this out for the kids.
Yeah,
and the kids are Earthlings, all us humans. Okay, Joe, I don't have any questions. I understand your plan. I get it.
So
I think at this point, unless Guy's got anything pressing.
No further questions. The only thing that's left to do is mute everyone's microphones, including our own, to the ears of Joan Bradney, while Tim and I rigorously discuss the merits of both ideas and adjudge a winner. So thank you very much for your pitches. We'll be with you shortly.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, we're on mute.
First things first. To go to a cemetery for Killianer,
yeah,
is brilliant.
I know. I don't know if that should like count towards the eventual winner, but
it does show, you know,
it's a pro move,
a level of commitment.
We've got two plans, a like and kind in Fair Verona, where we lay our scene. Space, Poison, Star-Crossed Lovers.
Yeah,
there's similarities to these, you know.
Well, one of the but Space is the only similarity, because to me,
and Poison,
yeah, Poison,
because in the 7-Eleven Super Big Gulp, there is Poison, and on the trophy,
we don't even know what poison it is. It feels like there's similar poisons, because in the 7-Eleven Big Gulp, he does the face,
yeah,
and in the Space Mace Poison, he sort of like starts stumbling around. He gets a bit woozy.
Yeah,
feels like he's getting woozy both times. I'm imagining Jeff also wins in the raffle. Look, they're different in that one of them hinges on us going to space and making a podcast. Huge outlay of time and commitment for us, but also could be pretty cool.
Bit
nice
of fun.
Groundbreaking. The other one hinges on enough people having enough $100s to inflate, both in reality and artificially, the capital of one of these guys' companies to that $1 trillion mark.
Do you think that people at large at the moment have great enough confidence they won't be, say, exploded upon launch for these billionaires' space programs? Like, do you think people trust the rockets enough?
Well, I'll put it to you right now. If you could go to space on a Blue Origin flight for $100, would you do it?
If someone paid me $100, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't trust those rockets yet.
Well, whose technology are we using to go to space to podcast? NASA's.
Well,
do you trust NASA?
No, it sounds like it's Blue Origin, because it's a Bezos kick.
Oh, yeah.
That we're doing on that one.
So in one instance, you need to be paid $100 to go to space. In the other one, you're voluntarily going to space to podcast.
It's psychological, isn't it? Because I feel like if we're being put in space to podcast, more people are like doing the safety checks and the engineers are giving a shit.
You think?
Whereas if it's a raffle, to me it feels more janky.
Oh, no.
Maybe
no.
I'm just putting my head into like a kind of circus fairground.
Yeah, I think you are in a circus ground, because if it's a raffle, do you know how many like times they have to test that? Because if all eyes are on this raffle. Yeah. Everyone is watching the one person, you know, the Charlie Bucket experience. They've got the golden ticket. They're going to space.
Yeah.
I think that there's, I mean, I'm less interested in space confidence and I'm more interested in consumer confidence. Do you think that enough people are going to spend enough $100 to make this raffle
worthwhile? They do get a free hot dog.
They do get the hot dog, yeah. You forget about that. I mean, that partnership with 7-Eleven is just class, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is your gut telling you?
I like the 7-Eleven brand tie-in a lot. It's like a sleepy giant that I think in years gone by, someone could have foreseen into the future a dystopian reality where 7-Eleven was a megacorp, that whoever owned it was a billion or trillionaire. But like, it didn't happen. We forked in a different direction where we followed our tech virgin nerd lords into this NFT filled fucking garbage space of a reality.
Well, so keep talking though. Like, what are you favouring?
Well, on that basis, also Bradney's got he's got a certain energy to him that I like.
Yeah,
I like both these contestants' energies actually. Jo's very charming. She's very cheeky. She told you you're a big piece of shit after you took a bite out at her.
You like that?
It's good stuff.
I'll tell you, I think...
I'm very torn. I'm on the fence.
I think I'm just slanting towards Joe because I just feel like any time the basis of the plan is relying on people to funnel their own money in, like, you know, there's both leaps of faith and logic in both of these ideas, but there's something about asking people to pay $100 for a raffle. I know that they're getting a free hot dog, but even then, like, when you buy a raffle, you don't think you're going to win. And a big part of the risk reward is like, you know, but I'm willing to part with $10 for the chance
that's
I might.
That's true. Hundreds to hundreds, much, isn't it?
But it needs to be 100 because that's how, you know, you need to sell a lot of tickets to raise the money.
You've convinced me. Do you want to tell them?
I will.
If you want. It's up to you.
I'll do it. I got it. I can do it.
Hey, folks.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks
Bradney.
For the beautiful shot of the water feature while we were waiting, Bradney.
Were you wearing sunglasses before?
No.
Wow.
No, I was trying to be professional before. Now I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but now you're ice cold, baby. Well, you guys, we loved both of these pictures a lot. We like that they are both revolving around space, a subject of great fascination for our billionaires, hopefully come trillionaires. Bradney, the raffle, the 7-Eleven tie-in, the poison in the big gulp, and to be honest, most of all, those free hot dogs. Really, you know, they took us on a journey, and we can really see a lot of potential in the idea. Joe, obviously, the pat on the back, the idea of us, you know, podcasting in space being enough to drive others to do the same.
We're
and
trendsetters.
Inflating the value of Blue Origin. We are trendsetters. We like that. And the space mace for the space race, I know that that's not what you called it, but it's what your idea, you know, somewhere in the ether called it. It's great. And look, it was really tough for us to choose, but basically it came down to what do we think has a more realistic chance of happening. And Bradney, this will shock you, but we think us podcasting in space is going to get a lot of other people on the wave. There's a lot of podcasts in the world since we started. We just had a bit of an issue with the $100 price point for a raffle. We don't know how many consumers actually have that kind of walking around money to put in. And so that is why in this episode, Joe, you have had the winning pitch. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, Joe, would you like to say anything now that you've won?
Oh, just thank you very much for the opportunity to pitch, and I take no legal responsibility for this idea.
You'll be taking quite a lot. Bradney, anything to say? You know, we commiserate with you. Obviously, we adjudged you the loser today, but we also, our heart goes out to you. You put a lot out there. It was a great idea, and you really traveled to a cemetery for this. How are you feeling?
Well, you know, it's funny. I just changed the price point like about 15 minutes before I pitched, solely so I could hopefully work out the math, and that was probably taking the math seriously, probably my downfall.
Oh, Bradney, what was the original ticket price of the raffle?
$5.
$5. Do you know,
would
honestly,
have fucking done it.
I would have said, no, I think five's too low. I would have split the diff. I think you can get in there for 15.
Or like 40. But,
or like, I just think five is too low. Like, it's difficult to find the right price point. But, you know, I like that you're thinking about it, and I really like the idea. Thank you so much for the time that you've both put into this. We really appreciate it. Bradney, we'll be seeing you.
I'll tweet it, you guys, when the show is on. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you when we see you.
Because it's going ahead. It's still going ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait to buy a ticket. I don't care if they're $100. I'll invest, man. I want one of those hot dogs. Congratulations to you both. We look forward to seeing you online. And, Joe, your idea will be proceeding to the winner's circle. Otherwise, too many
congratulations.
I'd just like to congratulate Joe, and I'd like to say to Bradney, you know, don't let the man get you down. Don't get over encumbered by math. I think that's the moral of today's episode.
I think it feels like Tim's calling me the man there, and it was intended as a put down, but to be described as the man is actually kind of cool.
All right.
High school, when we used to call someone the man, it meant that they were the best.
Bye, everyone.
This is the best. Signing off.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.